USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An additional 1,000 troops are headed back into Afghanistan to help with the evacuation of U.S. personnel from the capital of Kabul. That brings the total number of troops heading back into the capital to 6,000. Ambassador Ross Wilson and the rest of the U.S. Embassy have relocated to the Kabul airport as Taliban fighters have swept into the city. U.S. officials say that diplomatic staff was moved to the airport to ensure their safety while maintaining the embassy's core work. Hundreds of the city's residents have also flooded the airport hoping for a flight out of the country. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has left the capital, saying on Facebook that he fled to save Kabul and its citizens from further bloodshed. Amid the government takeover by the Taliban, Pope Francis is calling for peace in the region. In his weekly address Sunday, the Pope asked his followers to pray that solutions to the conflict can be found at the negotiating table. He also called for the protection of Afghanistan's small Christian minority, mostly foreigners and aid workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The search continues for any more survivors from the devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the hemisphere's poorest nation of Haiti on Saturday. Hundreds are dead and thousands more are injured. John Clemens has more.
We were able to get through to Cara Buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince about the damaging aftershocks that could cause even more death and destruction.
So we are hearing a lot about the roads being obstructed, and things are still shifting and moving, right? We had a number of aftershocks even last night.
A tropical storm could also strike portions of Haiti with heavy rain and high winds by Monday.
We could anticipate potentially some heavy rainfall that could affect the situation, but like I said, we're glad to hear that the brunt of this storm should be diverted and not hit the area of the epicenter.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More on our top story now as the Taliban has continued to push Afghan forces back as they advance into Kabul, entering the presidential palace and sending Afghan President Ashraf Ghani fleeing from the country. Congressman Andy Biggs says that he expects to find that the administration underestimated the Taliban's capabilities. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News that the disorganized withdrawal could also have demoralized Afghan security forces.
I think we're going to find out as we do after-action reviews, but some of the things that I would say that went wrong is an overestimation of the will of the Afghan fighting force, a failure on the part of this administration to understand the reality of what Taliban might do, and the actual, we'll see whether there was some Chinese influence in there, and I know that's odd to say, but China's already said they're going to recognize the Taliban.
Yep.
Did that weaken the will of the Afghan fighters? The way we left Zagreb, for instance, did that weaken the will of the Afghan fighters? Did they say, well, there was no communication there? It was in the middle of the night evacuation. And did that actually impede or dampen the will of Afghan fighters against the Taliban? Because they felt like the U.S. was going to leave them without direction, without support, and without guidance at all.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.